Daily Rest, Monday, August 14th, 2023. The theme for this week's devotions is Abraham's Family Conflict. And thus Abraham, having patiently waited, obtained the promise. Hebrews 6, verse 15. Abraham, our ways versus God's ways. A dear friend described the Bible as a book about people who really messed up and needed a Savior, just like me. How about you? Have you really messed up things in your life? I know I have. When we get into trouble, it is reassuring to hear from someone who has been through a similar ordeal. This week's devotions take a look at members of Abraham's family who were just like us. Abraham is often called the father of all believers, since we share the same faith in our Savior God as he. Quite an auspicious title. One would expect this man to be stalwart and unmovable in his faith. Yet, Abraham was not. When God told Abraham he would be the father of many nations and one of his descendants would be the promised Messiah, Abraham was already old and childless. Eventually, even though God had renewed the promise at various times, Abraham couldn't see how this would work. Doubting God's ability, Abraham and Sarah took matters into their own hands. Abraham fathered a child with Hagar, Sarah's maid, so that he could be the answer to God's promise. Obviously, this was not a God-pleasing solution to the situation. Despite all of this, God did provide the promised son, Isaac. How is God going to do it? We know Jesus promises to take care of us, but there are times when we can't see the solution to our problem. When this happens, we too are tempted to take matters into our own hands. After our disobedience, we may wonder how we could ever be counted worthy. Reread today's passage. And thus Abraham, having patiently waited, obtained the promise. Are the scriptures lying? How could what Abraham did be considered patiently waiting? Answer: Abraham was saved by his faith, but not because it was unshakable or greater than yours. Abraham was saved because of whom his faith trusted. Jesus' blood washed away Abraham's sins, just like yours. Be patient and await his leisure, in cheerful hope with heart content, to take whate'er thy Father's pleasure and his discerning love hath sent, nor doubt our inmost wants are known to him who chose us as his own. The Lutheran Hymnal 518, verse 3. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org. Gethsemane Lutheran Church is a member congregation of the CLC, located in Spokane Valley, Washington. Our website is GethsemaneCLC.org.